to Calvary United Methodist Church. It's wonderful to see you, to worship in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Glad that we're all here. What I would like us to do this morning is to pass the peace of Christ. You know, that's more than say good morning. You've said good morning to a lot of people. This is specifically to wish God's blessing and peace abide in your brother or sister in Christ. So turn to your neighbor and say, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with you.
Good morning. I'm Ron Brothers for the Mountain. I just asked one simple thing this morning. I'm a little selfish this morning. I do go for your prayers. Would you please lift up my mom this morning? She's not been having some very good mornings. She had a test the other day, and she was born and she's not. So we need to pray for my mom. Okay. Okay. Right now, for this morning, a lot of meetings coming up this week. Let's see here. Monday night, we have a finance meeting at 6:30. Let's see here. We have a working meeting at 7. We have another nominating committee at 5:30 on Wednesday. And then we also have Friday night dinner, as I'm going through the list here. I believe Jean Story or Roxanne has those tickets for that. That's this Friday the 17th, starting at 6. Our tickets are $10 per person, family, and Roxanne is right there in the back. So get with her if you would like to have a ticket to come to the dinner. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, we do prayer warriors on Monday night. When you guys fill out these prayer and praise urns, and then you drop them off in the offertory as it comes around. These people that meet here on Monday night, they do the praises, but they also lift up the prayers. So be sure to fill these out. If you have someone that you're thinking about that would need some prayer, or that has happened in your life that particular week, just please. I would be there, but I'm scouting. Oh, the finance meeting has been canceled. Okay. All right, and then we have a council, church council meeting next Sunday at 6:30, so please put that on your calendar as well. Okay. Also, your name tags, those are available if you have ordered them. They are $5. If you have not ordered, you can still order one for yourself. There's also a council planning a committee meeting. There's a Crete, I'm sorry. On November 1st from 11 to 3, lunch is provided and donations are accepted. There is a church work day that's being sponsored by the trustees on November 8th. Starting at 8 a.m. We would also like to thank people that came and helped with the pumpkins last Saturday. I do think we had time. I understand it didn't take too long to get them unloaded and get them right off the pallet. I do encourage any of you that do have spare time to sign yourself up on the bulletin board in the back and, you know, work an hour, 2 hours, whatever you can do. I know that they appreciate it, and it's truly amazing in the catch. Okay, are there any other announcements? Bob? Okay. Are there any other announcements that we need to lift, morning? Okay.
Thank you.
before we start the open words, I just want to clarify here that when it says all sing, we're going to be singing, I'm assuming the words are going to be on the screen of you. So just be sure to know that point is. Come, listen to me. All shall be sing. All people who will be oppressed by. Let us rejoice. Let us pray. Let our hearts to God. Oh God, let us turn our hearts toward you. Amen. Number 89. Okay. The God, Christ Jesus, who came ransom for all, to whom we testify. This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. That Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifest in the flesh, vindicated in spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken in glory in the mystery of gospel. Amen.
Today, I want to talk to you about parties. Have any of you ever been invited to a party? Yes, what kind of party did you go to? To your friend's birthday party. And tell me, how did you know about this birthday party? Did you get a card in the mail? He gave you an invitation to come to the party. Anybody else been to a birthday party or another kind of party?
Birthday party.
A birthday party? And what made that birthday party special?
They had balloons.
You brought her a present and you had balloons. Zachary? You went to someone's birthday party? So good for you. And look, Zachary and Bradley are wearing their name tag. Megan is wearing her name tag. That's really nice. Thank you for doing that, boys and girls. We like that. Yeah. You brought her a present? Birthday parties are special that way. We make a big deal out of them. We send out invitations in mail, and then we come, we get dressed up generally for a party. Sometimes girls wear head coats under their dresses because it's a fancy party. Do they do that anymore? No? No? Everybody says no, they don't do that? Well, all the pictures of my birthday parties, the little girls have the petticoats on them. Oh, that was a long time ago. Shoot. But we bring presents, and we sing songs to the person who's having a birthday, and we generally have a good time. And I wanted to tell you that coming to church every week is like going to that birthday party. We all have an invitation. The invitation has been sent out. Who sends our invitation to go to church? Who sends out that invitation? God. God sends that invitation out. And sometimes we come and we bring gifts, and sometimes we dress up, and sometimes we offer ourselves to God in worship and praise, and it's a very special occasion. And you all are invited to that, and not just to Sunday worship, but there are other things that the church says that you're invited to be a part of, too. What else does the church do? What's that? And we have spaghetti dinners. What else do we do? Eating healthy food, yes. Sometimes we eat healthy food. Pumpkins, we sell pumpkins. What else do we do? What do we do right before church on Sunday? Sunday school. We have Sunday school classes. Yep. And you can be a part of Sunday school classes. You can do that. What else can you be a part of? We have meals. Yes, we talked about meals. Meals are very important in the Methodist Church. We do not miss many meals in the Methodist Church. Yes. But we have... We have Bible study classes. We have service projects where we help other people. There are a lot of things that we do besides worship on Sunday morning, and you're invited to be a part of that too. And aren't we lucky to be invited by God to be here? All of us are invited, and we can all participate and come to church. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. We thank you, God, for giving us Jesus. We thank you, God, that he gave himself for us, that we might have life, which we celebrate in having a party every single week when we gather in your name. I thank you for the children and ask that they may continue to grow in your grace and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Candy for everybody. Take one piece. There you go. Thanks, Megan. John, did you get your piece? You got your piece yet, honey? There you go. You're welcome. Before the ushers come up, we're going to hold off on the ushers for just one second. I need to have a few words with you this morning before the ushers come for the offering. I want you to take a look at your bulletins on the back page where it says for the bottom, the income for September. There's some figures that we want you to be aware of, the Finance Committee and I. What we have here are the monthly expenses of September compared to what we took in for September. We're going to try and bring you these figures every month so that you have an idea of what we need. And right now, we have a need. Now, as you know, we got behind in June with some of the expenses we had, but we caught up in August, thanks to many of you. But we have a shortfall in September, as you can see in the bulletin. And not enough came in last week to catch up for our October expenses. So we're going to be cutting it very close in October. But first of all, I want to assure you that there has not been rampant spending. Everyone has been very careful about their expenses. And you are always welcome to see our statements. They can be retrieved at the office. We can print out a statement for you if you're interested in seeing things more in detail. These expenses, which are printed here, represent no frills of any kind. These are just the bare bones expenses of opening the doors every week. So making cuts to this would be painful to every church member here and every staff person here. But that is what we will have to do if we're not able to catch up very soon. The Finance Committee and I would prefer to avoid making these kinds of cuts. So we've come up with a plan to try and address this situation. First, we will have a stewardship campaign in November. And second, we will institute a fundraising committee, which will implement ways to reach out into our community. If you have an interest in helping with the fundraising, please see me after church or contact me in the church office. Our first meeting is a week from Monday night, and you'll see it printed in your bulletin next week. I believe it's at 6 o'clock next Monday night. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. I stand here today to tell you that I am very grateful for what you are doing in ministry. I have been with you for just a few short months, 3.5 months, and already I know that Calvary has a great history in this community, which will live on. I have faith that we will continue reaching people for Christ for a long time to come. I know we can meet our current situation with continued faith in our Almighty God, from whom our help comes. And at the same time, today we need each and every individual to look within themselves and ask God whether you could do more. I cannot tell you that. That's between you and God. So I ask you to seek God's guidance today in prayer. I am so proud and pleased to be your pastor. I have come to love you and want for you a future filled with hope. And I have a vision for what we can be that I am excited to share with you as we begin to make this journey together. Thank you, and God bless you and keep you. Will the ushers please come forward for our tithes and offerings? Let us pray. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine, O Lord, a trust, O God, from thee. Amen.
This is my story, this is my song. Such a long road I'm traveling on. Climbing up the mountain, swimming the sea. Everywhere oh, someone's helping me. Darkest of nights, keeping my eyes on that heavenly light. Oh, the path be narrow, river be wide. Always someone there walking by my side.
Watching over me, angels all night, all day, angels watching over me.
feel blessed. That was a tremendous blessing. And thanks to the young man Joseph for his beautiful singing. You'll get to eat today. All right. All right. Well, let's continue this mood of rejoicing and praising God. When we pray, it's not always meant to be a somber thing, but sometimes it's meant to be a joyful praising thing. And I also like to do what are known as open-eyed prayers, where we keep our eyes open because we're looking at our brothers and sisters. We're looking at those friends in Christ who mean so much to us, who make this journey with us and are on the road with us. And so I ask you now, in the presence of your brothers and sisters in Christ, to offer up your prayers and concerns, either the name of someone or a situation in life or a place in the world that needs God's healing touch, and then also share the praises that you would like to share today. Let's go to God and be in prayer, open-eyed, in this community of faith. Okay? Yes, thank you. Okay, all right, all right. Okay.
Birthday. She was in the NICU for a very long time, but she is with us today and walking and very
happy. Oh, amen. Go ahead. Others? Okay. Elena? Alika? Edna? By the way, we wanted to fill in.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. That's great news. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Great on that. You can have a couple of days. We do have to come to our time to find that you might be able to help out with the coming patch. Let's go to God in prayer. Will you close your eyes now and bow before our Lord? God, all these that we have lifted up, whether it is for healing, you know the need, O God. And we trust in you to be at work in all of these people who need to feel your presence today. So we pray your blessing upon them, that you will shower them with your peace and love, and help them in a very special way, that they may know how special they are to you, each and every one. And we lift up in praise and thanksgiving all the goodness that we share in our lives with family and friends and loved ones, and this body of Christ that is the family of God here at Calvary Exodus. May you walk on the journey and bless our endeavor, that they may be listening to you, and that we keep in this time to show others, oh God. All this we ask in your Son's name, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, hallowed be thy name, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Page 352. Thank you.
kind of silence in this house. From song that we sang and just, my goodness. I was a little reluctant to come here this morning only because I've got a bunch of boys in the backyard taking a tree down. Matthew Corey's in the very top of that tree. So I was a little heart sick, but you know what? This is where God told me to be. He told me I didn't need to be there. I needed to be here this morning. So this is where I'm at. And also, too, I just want to bring to your attention the flower up here this morning. They are in up. And I want to say for myself, and I don't want to tear up when I say this, you have brought breath of fresh air to this church, and I just want to thank you for that. All right. Our scriptures this morning are out of Matthew 22, verse 1. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for him. He sent his slaves to those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent his slaves, saying, 'Tell those who were invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his businesses, others he succeeded them and killed them. The king was rich. He sent his troops to those murderers and the slaves, went to the market door and invited to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, good and bad. So the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was wearing a wedding robe. And he said, 'Friend, how did you get in without a wedding robe?' The king said to the guests, 'Bind him on foot, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are.'" These are the words of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much for the flowers. I appreciate that. That's really beautiful. Thank you.
Hold on, we got something
for you. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, you know, a person who lives alone, I have two wonderful dogs, but, you know, I live alone, and it's just nice to have that human contact of a hug, so thank you very much. That's a very sweet, sweet. I was asked earlier this week if I ever preached from the Old Testament. I do, occasionally. And after all these weeks in Matthew, I can identify, because the parables in Matthew are not easy. They're very tough. Whereas today, in our Exodus reading, we have a great story about the people's apostasy making a golden calf. I'm sure many of you remember that story. While Moses was up the mountain, Aaron made them a golden calf. They got tired of waiting on Moses, so they made an idol. The Lord's angry response, wanting to do away with them. Only Moses, he forgot not to destroy his own people. But that's what in the Old Testament, where God determines that he is going to get rid of his unfaithful people, but someone intercedes on their behalf, and God changes his mind and does away with them. But there's a second chance in the gospel for today. It is a hard reading. Often due to a softer God defined in the Old Testament. But there's no such soft God in that parable today. Today's parable is referred to as the parable of the wedding banquet. And in this story, a king had a big celebration for his son who was getting married. And we know that weddings today are a huge deal. Yes. Instead of a king, you might have somebody like George Clooney. He invites an A-list crowd to come and join him for what will be the big event of the season. He gets the feast all ready with only the very best food and wine. He prepares the wedding garments for his guests to wear, which is traditional. And last, he sends out his slaves to remind the invitees that the big day has arrived. There's no way you can forget. He sends people out to remind you the day has come. And what happens? No one shows up. So the king is rightly insulted by this. But not only do they not show up, but they beat and kill the king's messengers who come to remind them that today was the day for the party. So the king is furious. He simply can't believe that anyone would blow up his wedding, much less kill his slaves. So what does he do? He burns down the entire city and everyone. This is, of course, a parable. And his slaves back out. This time anyone ever is at the party, it's both good and bad. Not wanting a repeat of what happened last time, they all show up. Unfortunately, not everybody is properly prepared to be in the presence of a king, which seems kind of inconceivable since the king would have been appropriate. But even so, one guest apparently refused to put on the wedding garment and is thus not dressed appropriately to be in the presence of this powerful and almighty king. And so this man who refuses to comply, the slaves throw him certain terms into the outerness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's no second chance there. Jesus is saying, "Boy, wait, don't just go and make more than I do." But ultimately, who did not show up? They blew off the invitation by the king. I have this parable as well. We are the ones who were invited in the second group. The ones who insulted the king and refused to come. And even though God is gracious enough to have it, God is not only gracious, but is fundamentally king. And expects us not only to receive the invitation, but to prepare ourselves properly for the occasion. Sometimes we forget that God is like king. We have this unpromised relationship that we have with God. We like to sing about what a friend we have in Jesus and how he walks with me and talks with me and tells me I am his own. We may be in danger of having domesticated God. And God is noble and loving, but he's also very powerful and mighty. Well, the Old Testament frequently speaks of the fear of God or the fear of the Lord, and possible. Maybe it's possible you and I have become so comfortable with God, we love our awe and reverence for God. Have we gone too far to the other side and been too friendly? It is perhaps because we don't understand what it means in our culture to be king, not kings in our society. So we need another metaphor or model that can help us reclaim our understanding of God's power and might. So, this morning, instead of a king, I want us to think about a judge. A judge today is probably the highest in our group together. The judge is the one on the podium. But what I can't help but think about everyone's favorite judge, does he have the courtroom to be on an equal standing with her? Does he? She's fond of saying, "This is my playground, and while you are here, you will play by my rules." If her courtroom are not appropriately dressed, she apparently maintains a supply of clothes on the set so she can order offenders before she will hear this. If anyone ever dares to question Judy's absolute authority, she puts that person right in his or her place. In her courtroom, she is the one with absolute power and authority. So they better straighten up and fly right, or she will have Officer Bird bind them hand and foot and throw them into the outer darkness where there will be beeping and gnashing of teeth, or they might stay in jail. But those who watch her show can imagine what a thing that it might be to appear before Judge Judy. You can't plead ignorance. She doesn't try to charm your way into the situation. She will call you on that. She is in charge, and you have to do exactly what she says, exactly the way she demands it. She is king in that courtroom. Now, I imagine that appearing before Judge, as bad as it might be, one can blame for the Almighty God who made heaven and earth. Now, that yes, isn't loving and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God is merciful and loving, but we need to remember, first of all, the one who answered Job out of the whirlwind. Do you remember what he said to Job after Job finally began to address God for all the things that he had gone through that had been taken away from him and all the ill that had come to Job? He finally goes to God, and God says, "That question has owners. Who made the man? I question. You can answer. Here you live. On the side of the stars, sent to the. Who commanded the morning? Who dawned in what place? Who are you? Who should be? Along the day, he races and strides, and others race. Some he do. He stops and marshals. Who has he like? He died by rule and king. In Scripture, how does he answer upon God? Now, I mean, not God's, not more than that ultimate, around the Almighty. But Jesus says, many of all, but you are chosen. Amen. Yes,
where is it?
box of time. And the audience, you got a box. We love. So we wait and rest. We dance to know a second chance to get in the box. May the love of God, the fellowship, and can be blessed with you. Now I do not go and speak.